Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another episode of The Shoot Treatment. This week we have friend of the Anfield Rap and everyone's favourite Villa fan, Tom Fahey. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
I think, are you also wearing a Villa top? Or
yes, I've got the old classic AST computers.
Wow.
I believe I've got Hugo Ekiog on the back of this one. So yeah, going vintage today.
I don't think it says anything on the back, but maybe I just can't see it. Maybe you're right. I do remember when Hugo Ekiog was at Villa and John Gregory was the manager. He had a photo in his dressing room with where he was standing next to Hugo Ekiog, and the caption said, "Hugo Boss."
Yeah, that's fantastic. I don't know how many people would know about John Gregory's penchant for Bruce Springsteen, but John Gregory was famous. He saw himself as a bit of the boss, and he would often bring his guitar on the way back from games. And he would, if Villa had won an away game, he would very much be like, "The guitar's coming out, boys." And he was very much, I think he was the worst person at any house party, where he would just be singing on the journey back. And yeah, I don't know if the lads enjoyed it when they lost.
I'm sure they didn't. Right, this week's player, let's see if you can guess who it is. I'll read out a series of clues. Wait till I get to the end. So he was born in Glasgow, this guy. He joined Aston Villa from Dundee United in 1975. During his time at Villa Park, he played 115 games in his first spell, scoring 54 goals. Now, here's a fact for you, Tom. His 29 goals in 1977 earned him the PFA Young Player of the Year and PFA Player of the Year award in the same season, a feat only matched by Cristiano Ronaldo and Gareth Bale. After playing for clubs such as Wolves and Everton and a less successful spell back at Villa, he moved into broadcasting, where he became a linchpin in Sky's coverage of the Premier League. His time with Sky came to an end in 2011, though, following allegations of sexism towards Sean Massey, a female assistant referee, and Charlotte Jackson, a co-presenter at Sky. Recently, he's been found on BN Sports with his mate, Richard Keys. Tom, who is your player?
Well, I got him almost immediately there as soon as you said the place of birth. It's Mr. Andrew Gray. And what a striker he was. I couldn't possibly comment on him as a person. I'll leave that to everyone else. But as a footballer, my God, what a striker. He's one of those strikers that my dad would say very pleasant things about. And my dad is the hardest football fan to please in the world. So if you ask him if he's any good, he'd be like, "Yeah, Andy Gray was all right." And that means he was amazing for Villa.
I mean, just as a footballer, I remember him most fully at his time at Everton.
Yeah.
And in that season where they won the league, and there was that great goal that he scored where I think Peter Reid crossed it and he had a diving header. Excuse me. But then after that, of course, you know, he was the voice of Sky for you know, since its launch. Famously commentated on Steven Gerrard's goal against Olympiacos. What a hit, son. But then I was being quite kind to him at the end there by saying allegations of sexism. Maybe that was one for the lawyers, but I mean, what he said about Sean Massey was not an allegation, it was disgraceful. And what he said to Charlotte Jackson when he asked her to put something down his trousers. It was what I didn't know actually was that him and Richard Keys then went on a tour where he did a show which was called Smash It, which was which was in honor of Richard Keys' famous conversation that he thought was off air with Jamie Redknapp. So yeah, Smash It.